what happens when you take a long time without being in front of the camera, and you go missing, and people go like, "What happened? Where is this person? What's coming up? What did you do, Ndijani?"
Agudwala.
So yeah, we have action, and we're back on your mobile phones, your screens, wherever you watch all these recordings from. In case you have forgotten, my name is Dennis Iman, and
I thought you were actually gonna introduce me, but yeah. I'm like, yeah, maybe I should let you introduce. I should hear it from you. Maybe I should let you introduce me.
Okay, so I'm hanging out with Chisomo. You have got a very interesting middle name,
Mufiske.
Every time I read that, I think in any way, so this is wearing a Mufiske.
Wow.
Because I think that's what came into my mind. But then every time I keep looking, I'm
too much Jewa in your head.
Mufiske.
Yeah.
Mufiske Nyirenda.
Mujite.
Mukwanilise. Oh. Okay, cool. So yeah, I'm hanging out with Chiso for an interview. So today, because we're studying this thing all over again, new platform and everything, we decided to turn around things, so I'll be playing the guest.
The host will be hosted.
And
roasted.
Let's see. I'm a guest on this podcast. For those that are wondering what is going on, we're going to hear it from the guests. So, yeah, let's get into it.
All right, for sure, guys. Welcome. Like he said, I'm Chisomo. Welcome, guys. This is a new space, and this is new everything. You know, we just want to get you nkari to see what's going on. If we say jump, you should just jump. You should know at least how high you're jumping, you know? So, yeah. Dennis, welcome.
Thank you.
Feel free.
Thank you so much.
Don't die and don't kill anybody.
No, let me get some water.
Please do. Please do. So, just for starters, Dennis, I know there's been a lot going on in your career, in our country, and pretty much everything. But I just want you to give us maybe a brief background of like what's going on, what's this space, and all that. Let's just start from there, and then we'll get into it.
Ah, cool, perfect. Yeah, yeah. There's been a lot going on. I think it's been an eventful 8 months.
Yeah.
Because I think from January to August, there's been a lot, and we've been working behind the scenes to bring out something. We've been promising how we like, okay, we're studying Jagudi,
mm-hmm.
and people keep asking, ah, what is Jagudi? So it's been a lot of hard work putting in resources to set up this space where we're in.
This is actually beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I love whatever it is that's going on here.
Thank you so much. So yeah, we've been really trying to get this space up and running.
Yeah.
So this is our new podcast studio. This space is called Lab 20.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a big space. There are a lot of other things going on, which we'll be talking about them as we move forward.
Yeah.
But yeah, what we've been dedicating our time is to set up this podcast studio. And this is where we will be having conversations from now, with this one being the first one, and moving forward. So you see everything changing, like maybe from where people watch the podcast that I host, and we also have different other things that are coming up. But it's been a lot of work just setting up this space, and also putting up other platforms and activities or content ideas that we want to be putting out.
Okay, all right, great. Now, speaking of the new podcast itself, let's literally get into that. What is it gonna be focusing on? Because from what we've known you from, you've been focusing on creativity in the country, arts, and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
Is it something that is gonna go in those lines, or what exactly should we expect?
All right, so I think the direction with this podcast is kind of different. It's good that we have like a lot of platforms now that have popped up, like a lot of podcasts from our days when we were Podcast Malawi, and then there have been, I saw Joynut started a podcast after Monday podcast. Yeah. There's Chipinda podcast. So there are a lot of like podcasts, most of them have got like a focus on arts entertainment. I think when I was hosting the previous podcast, I was there more focusing on the creative industries a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this time we want to focus more on issues to do with development. And this development is country development, issues to do with what's happening. So we can go deep into development from different sectors, whether it's the creative industries, from agriculture, from tourism. We want to go into expert conversations with people that have done something, whether it's in business or specific expertise, whether they're medical personnel. We know, there are different professions in the medical space, and people have got different issues that they need to like just hear someone in that space. Yeah. So I would want us to have like conversations with experts in their specific fields. Can we sit down here and talk to surgeons? Like, okay, you're a surgeon. Okay, don't we have surgeons who can sit down with us and just tell us about maybe
how they handle things,
cut somebody open and you remove their whatever. So can they share with us? Maybe that also help people appreciate their work more.
For sure.
So I think we'd like to have conversations with traffic police guys. Sit there and they should just tell us their experience of being on the road and everything that happens there.
I'm not sure if that many people will be interested.
No, but I always feel like the police have got like a lot of stories.
They do. I feel like they would have a lot of questions to answer.
And when you actually have an interaction with them based on whatever experience, you also get to see the other side of the man in uniform, and also out when they take off the uniform. Okay, what's that even about? Again, like a police, but I can tell you, like I got in my brain always told me, if in the police, I usually didn't see them as good in the brother.
They belong to the government.
Yes, I mean, I can pull a uniform, Jama, you can maloga, I mean, it's the way we interact with them mostly.
Yeah,
we like. Apart from the moment you actually pay attention, you're trying to ask for assistance.
Negotiate
something. So, yeah, we always see them in that light.
But I get your point. I do get your point.
I think those are kind of just an example of my conversations. I mean, we might want to have, but it's really anything that fits into the development of the country and people's expertise and experiences. So it's not your everyday famous people coming here to throw jabs on their friends. So it trains. No, it's about the personalities who are there, the experience and expertise. Okay. So yeah,
I'm trying to get to the inspiration behind you guys coming to that decision of like, this is how we want to go about this new podcast.
Yeah.
Is it more of like you saw the gap? Because I heard you giving examples of like kuri podcast and all of those are literally revolving around the same kind of like
space
in a way. So is it more of like you saw that gap and said, okay, I think we can fit in and feed in our audience in this way, or there is another inspiration behind that, Woody, that came to you guys making that decision of like, okay, this is the direction we want to take?
I think it's the gap that's there. Mm-hmm. Because every time when I do a podcast, I usually go and read comments. So with everything that happens when people come on set and talk about things, entertainment is that. It's banter. People take it seriously. Sometimes it's like jokes. But then there are people that sit down, and that's what I've gotten a lot from people.
Yeah.
So I might have hosted a podcast in the entertainment industry, but we talked about something specific with a certain, whether it was an artist or whoever.
Yeah.
People picked some stuff that a lot of people missed, and they come back to me and say, oh, you know, I watched the podcast, you were talking to so-and-so, and you were talking about this. I was like, I thought that was just like in passing. Didn't think
and like somebody actually would like grabbed it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got that a lot. Like, there are these conversations, you know, we don't talk a lot about this, about that.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from the fun part of how you make music, how you, yeah. And I also get like a lot of feedback from people that are in the diaspora.
Yeah, yeah.
They're interested in real things that are happening in the
real
country.
Real things, not yes. Mustangs.
No, not stance, not just fun things.
God is warning in
Gadis in Georgia, no. They're really interested in how can they support, even if it's the creative industry,
yes,
how can they support young upcoming, who are they, what are they struggling with?
Yeah.
So
real issues.
They want to have deeper conversations about the struggles of young people, their wins as well, what strides are they making.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's also kept pushing me, like, okay, can we create a creative platform where people come in and be themselves, and whether they are vulnerable, they can share their vulnerability with
who knows who's watching and how they're gonna help them get
better. And there are also people that are passing through the same, but because they see them with the showbiz lens put on,
they're the perfect
perfect picture, cut, color graded,
Zeus.
So when they come here and like share the real stories of things that they're going through, others would be encouraged and whatnot. So that's why we said, okay, that's the only way we can develop, if people are open enough, people are able to discuss things the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not coming here for PR, for whatever, but real conversations. And it's not about the name that you carry, but it's your experiences, the stories that everybody carries, that can actually motivate another person, inspire them, and just give somebody maybe hope.
Yeah, it's true, because I feel like everybody's going through things, honestly. And you know, sometimes you sit down and you're like, I feel like mina mala you say until you hear somebody's story
else,
and you're like, okay, I think I'm good.
and I think you fail because of how we grow up.
We
have been raised, I don't know if it's worldwide, like Africans, from our school system, even when you're kids, there's like a whole sense of competition.
For sure.
We don't usually define what feeling good is. We define it based on what we're seeing.
What we're seeing.
So kwane ba I'm on a TV but flat screen, if I want to remind you about TV young Congo, we don't feel good about ourselves.
No,
because kwa neighbor akupanga jagut.
Yes.
Yeah. Kwa neighbor make my CDs. That's how we grew up.
You
see? So we feel like our worthiness is based on who is doing what, But I think if we can create a platform where people just know that a person is a person, we can be who we are, define what is success here in front of engage.
Yes.
Go celebrate. I won. Doesn't matter who else won what. But if you met your
goals, that's worth celebrating.
I can move to the next one now.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's what we're trying to like really portray and get people to feel like anyone can do anything and everyone has a story.
For sure.
Yeah.
So speaking of this podcast, actually, do you have like a name for it?
Yeah.
You know, the name is a very important thing.
It is, right?
I'm not even wondering into the kachi.
Kachi, yeah. Yeah, okay.
I don't know what kachi is in Jijewa. I wish there was.
So the thing with the podcast is we're creating a platform where we want to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
And because it's with Lab 20, we're carrying the Lab 20 podcast name.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to have like a lot of other genres or like, inside there.
Okay.
But I want to like house it in the Lab 20 yeah, one
podcast.
yes
okay,
sure. So basically it's Lab 20 podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, but then I think the conversations, we have like thematic conversations on the platform.
And then speaking of the platforms that are gonna distribute that, are we Okay. Are you sticking to YouTube, or there are also going to be other platforms that you're going to use for that?
I think it's time to diversify.
Yeah.
So, yeah, YouTube is key. Like, a lot of people are now jumping on YouTube because of the visuals and everything. Mm-hmm. But we also want to make sure that it's available on Spotify, so people can just listen to it. So people can, like, listen when they're walking, listen when they're doing other stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, we're pushing much on the audio quality. So, it still gives the same experience.
That's good.
And all other podcasting platforms, whether it's Google, Apple, we're going to be available on those platforms as well.
Nice. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. I really know, like, visuals are important,
but it's not everybody that will get time to sit down and watch.
Yeah, so there are people that just
20-30 minutes. Yeah. But you know, you can be multitasking and, you know,
and
listening
listen
to that. Yeah. Alrighty, cool stuff.
Sure.
Speaking of Lab 20, you know, I think I know why you're laughing. You know,
I know
when you speak of a lab, where automatically I'm thinking of a pharmacy, a clinic. So now you're talking Lab 20, and then you're talking of podcast. What is Lab 20?
Okay, so Lab 20 is, I think we'll be unpacking the Lab 20 family as we move along.
Okay.
But then we'll say there are like several companies under Lab 20.
Okay.
And the podcast is part of the Lab 20 Innovations.
All right.
Yeah, so Lab 20 Innovations has a media hub. Which is like videography, screen printing, embroidery, and large format printing. So you see all these big billboards that you see. So they are printed here, designed, printed, and delivered. So there's a lot actually that happens. There's a huge team behind the production and screen printing. So they are basically our forefront supporters of this podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's also the Lab 20 tours and safaris. There's also going to be like a lot of activities with the tours and safaris.
You guys do everything now. Like, how do you move from like production
to
tours and safaris?
So you know actually the tours and safaris has just started.
Okay.
And when you like follow the conversations and everything, how that came through, it's an issue of creating experiences.
Okay.
Yeah. You can do videography, you can do printing, production and whatnot. But as human beings, what we really like strive for is experience something unique in unique way. So if you go, let's say, do a wedding shoot, birthdays, you can see, okay, we have delivered the best.
The best, yeah.
But was the experience it? So I think there's another gap that was seen. There's, I think there's a gap in the experiential events kind of things where people don't just have to celebrate a birthday at a garden somewhere.
No.
You can actually celebrate a birthday on a tour to
Lyonde.
So the travel itself is the experience. So we're in the spirit of diversifying all these experiences for everyone. So that's where
that is so true. You know, for like a lot of Malawians, when you ask them, holiday and movie that go to Gavina, you know, for enjoyment, Amafuna, they're thinking of the lake. And that's
it's
it. Literally,
the lake.
That is it. You know, so I really love what you're talking about, tours and safaris. It's about the experience.
Yeah, so there's a lot that we have already done and we're going to be doing. So, like, think about content as well.
Yeah.
If you're a content creator, let's say if you're an artist, either your content is always your music.
Yes.
You do your music video.
Yes.
And then they do your show highlights.
Yes.
What if you now come to Lab 20 and say, oh, guys, you know, I've got this concept of a TV show.
Yes.
And I want to be traveling around the country, meeting people with different experiences, go on tours with my fans and whatnot. Can we do content over it?
We've never really had that actually.
but
I get what you mean. Yeah. That's where the innovation and diversification comes in. Not just sticking to a box. I'm an artist, this is what I do. And this is what everybody has been doing.
Yeah. So we want to like create a space where we can explore things together with creatives, with business people. We work with different organizations for their live streaming, but then even reporting these days for NGOs has changed.
Yeah,
like almost I think several organizations have podcasts, so all their donors, all they want is like send us a link to the beneficiaries of the project.
Yes.
So people go sit down with, on a podcast with these people. Oh, you did this project incubation. So how did it?
So
instead of reading this whole big report,
they 2,000 pages.
They just want to listen to this podcast, and that's the report that they really want. The impact of their money that they sent to the project from the host mouse, the people that benefited. So if I think as Lab 20, it's really expanding how we think and trying to pull resources where we can actually just create a platform where we can say, okay, what's your idea?
Yeah.
What can we do? What
how best do we go about it?
So there's, like I said, there's a lot that we've been ideating and and we'll be...
It goes back to developing
the country, the people. How do we make sure that our artists have something that they're putting out apart from the music?
Yes.
When the music stops,
What happens next?
I have this show now. I talk to Andrew. Oh, I studied this thing, so we want to be.
My vocal cords.
What's your fallback plan if I want to like try and explore with them? What else can you be creating using your fame, using your popularity as it is right now?
Trust me, I think as a as an industry, as a country, we definitely need that. So go Lab 20 podcast.
I think that's the whole cycle of innovation. That's why actually the main company is Lab 20 Innovations. What's the idea? Can we explore it?
Yes.
Whether we say, okay, let's go farming now with podcast, like farming. But if we're learning, if whatever we're doing is actually feeding back into the loop of how to develop the country. Like conversations on the farm, and then somebody's listening. Oh, this is how I'm doing my hydroponics. This is how I'm doing my fisheries.
That's game. As far as it
helps in developing the country.
All right. Now, speaking of, you know, Wagambaza, Shinyamata, Wagambaza, creative people, Wagambaza, farmers, Wagambaza, a lot of things. Do you have like a specific target audience that you're trying to kind of focus? I feel we're focusing on Shinyamata because in the many, magazine don't enter.
So I think our huge focus is really going to be on young professionals. Those that are in secondary school, because there's going to be a lot of wisdom that we believe is going to be passed on to them from the conversation that we have.
I
always feel like my fana many ari ku college ntawina yake, that's where we miss ourselves one bit. You know, there are a lot of there's excitement when you go into first year. You feel like we miss them. We feel like they have become untouchable. Society elite. So I think we need to create a lot of content, conversations that target these people. So it's gonna be coming from people that have been in college, or they have gone through school, or they are running businesses. And if somebody who is in first year in college can listen to this conversation and say, "Oh, okay, I think for the next 4 years that I'll be in this college, I need to do A, B, C, D. Because so-and-so said on that podcast, enough for it was what they did in college that actually helped them to create the life that they actually live now after
right
college.
Now.
College for me is always like a bedrock of opportunities.
For sure.
You always have...
You get it or you miss it.
You miss it there. It's where you create networks. Start a business on college. You have a thousand customers every day.
Lifetime friends.
So I think we'll start from there. And then the professionals, people that are actually trying to find their feet in the professional world, whether they're in business or different expertise. So it's really for young professionals, but with also a lot of wisdom coming from people
those that have gone before us.
Before us, And I think if we
have
panopa, we have a history that has been written for us. So we read history books that were written by Azungu, kutuza za mene John Chilembwe,
Anna Pedwela.
We have got history yaka muzu, ima jogera mabuku Azungu, amene, anali anhoti amalimba na nao, ntari mene. But we haven't heard a lot of stories from the people themselves. And I think what we forget in Dizoti, whatever we're doing now, the people that we have, like ministers that are sitting today, councillors that are sitting today, our mayor today, 10, 11 years from now, they're going to be history. Be like, kunari,
Why can't we just bring the actual person to tell us?
So, we'd rather sit down with these people. They should share their aspirations, why they're doing some things today, why they did certain things last year or the other year, so that in the future, we can actually look back on this conversations and people can say, oh no, actually especially I get not get up, but this was the vision, so I think Tambaujimisa, or this is how we can perfect what they had in the first place. So we want to talk to a lot of older people that can actually give us their wisdom. We want to talk to a lot of young people that are doing something today so they can share their processes.
Yes.
We know nobody has figured out anything in this life.
Trust me.
But it's the experience that others learn from.
Yeah.
So yeah, we want to grow from there.
Alrighty. Right. Do you have any expectations from just the reception itself from the audience? You know, this is like one of the kind type of thing. Like you said, that's all the way up.
No, I know we're here for change.
Yeah.
We want to sit back one day and say, oh, we're part of the people that helped to change the narrative. So we're about changing the narrative and we're about positive conversations.
Yeah.
We know it could be saying nine.
Yeah.
It could mean something in somebody's language.
Yeah.
So as far as whatever we're communicating helps somebody get
to figure
better.
Out something.
You
yeah.
figure out something. Yeah. So I know it might not always would pass where my sense, but like they'll not step on. No, is actually we don't even change a few, like don't break
there's
through,
the reason
break some few bones.
There's the reason it has podcast at the end.
Yeah. So it's where people need to be free. If something doesn't sit well with them, they should be open enough to say A, B, C, D, I think doesn't sit well with me. I think if that was, but not really just coming here for the banter, for the sensationalism of stuff.
Of course.
So we know we love sensationalism and whatnot, but yeah, I don't think that's what people should be looking forward to getting from this platform. Yeah. So yeah, there are a lot of other platforms that people get jokes, get things, whether it's just like post up on Facebook. There's a lot going on already that
for
actually
sure.
soothes those that like crave for that type of conversation.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that people that are serious and they are mature, they're looking for real answers,
real issues.
Yeah, they'll
real
be
people.
Real people conversation.
Yeah.
They should be able to say, okay, I watched that conversation, I want to watch the next one, or I want to share this conversation with other people so they can
for sure
learn.
I'm sure if you've seen this, this is Mbalianga, happily just walk to the next podcast.
That's the thing.
It's okay.
Actually,
when you
click even on music, actually she's like, I don't do reggae music, so I play my type of music.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as I'm not expecting everybody to like, this is what we've been waiting for now.
Of course.
There's a niche, there's a group of people that we want to carry with us, and we're sure that those people now like be able to carry others with them.
Yeah. All right, for sure. Timalize.
Timalize.
Mafuruza, mwagamba, mfuna mwe mazi kamera.
Mazi da mpaka kumaliza.
Now, Nas, all right, in a nutshell, really, I just want you to, in the next 30 seconds, I just want you to give us the actual goals that this podcast will have on Malawians that are looking for ideas watching your mother, meaning when I also a direction in whatever career they have, got entrepreneurship, even school, women, okay, you know. I feel like, remember what he said earlier? Yeah. Why am I not making money with this skill or talent, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is the reason why we actually decided to set up this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people asked me, like, hey, man, when are you going to podcast? Like, podcast for me is like, I can talk all day. And I think that's what people see in me a lot when we interact.
Yeah.
I'm full of conversations and I talk to diverse groups of people.
Yeah.
And what I get from these people helps me to be who I'm becoming. And I feel like, why is it just me that knows this? Why, who else do you tell these things?
Yeah.
But there are like a lot of young people out there that just needs one person sit there and tell us what they're doing or how they've done A, B, C, D.
How do they get to where,
they are. Yeah. And this is why we've got this platform. Right. We want to create a platform where a young person who is struggling, whether it's in school, is looking for a job, has a small business somewhere, or he thinks he wants to expand his business, can open this podcast and listen to conversations that will actually help them.
Yeah.
Make a next decision or get a bit more knowledge about whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the goal.
Alrighty.
If we can help 3, 4, 5 young people say, oh no, I watched your conversation with so and so, it actually helped me do this. Even if they're 10, I think we'll have achieved
that. Is better than none, yeah. You know. That is actually something, because until then, you we na video with Gusanje, we na Gushidiva.
They're also gonna change other people's lives. Sure. So that's I think that's what we'll be looking at, the ripple effect of one story that has been shared and how others utilize it and
ending up transforming a whole nation.
Exactly.
All right, man.
Sure.
Thank you for keeping your 30 seconds and also just sharing all this. I feel like it's very important to, you know, sometimes Gubanga's into just not look at demographic, but we have to look at the bigger picture, you know, and like what you said, you have a skill, look at how best you can serve your country, because it begins with us, you know.
Absolutely.
So yeah, guys, shout out to you for being there and following through everything. You have to be on the lookout for pretty much all the juicy
stuff
coming your way. Thank you so much for being there, guys. Until next time. 1